Throughout June, loads of venues across this state are bunking down for winter. They're noticing the cold weather and they're sort of thinking about how they can get people out of their homes, out of their Uggs and out of their the cozy houses and rugged up, but celebrating some WA produce. They're zeroing in on WA's best seasonal ingredients with Hero Dishes, celebrating our state's diverse produce through the campaign called Plating Up WA. The campaign is now in its sixth year. It was initiated by the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development's Buy West Eat Best program, and it's supporting the restaurant and food service community who champion the diverse and plentiful produce we're blessed with across WA, but as the weather changes and it gets a little chilly. You can find venues all over WA that are involved in the program this June, from Kalbarri to Geraldton, Pemberton to Manjimup, Waroona, the Swan Valley, Borloo here right in the metro area, and over in Fremantle, which is where we're heading to this morning. For our final instalment of Plating Up WA this June, our final catch-up with a chef, I caught up with the campaign's ambassador chef, the chef liaison, Scott Bridger from Bibb and Tucker. And we started out by talking about Bibb and Tucker's kind of ethos and how they go about sourcing and creating the dishes that they, you know, that they love to celebrate, and how that sort of intersects with the ethos of the Buy West Eat Best campaign.
So yeah, we've been operating for 11 years now, and from day one we made it a very clear decision that we wanted to use local West Australian products. Being our geographical location in such a beautiful position on the coast, overlooking the ocean, we serve all WA food, not just seafood, a lot of seafood but not just seafood. Lots of vegetables from all over the state and meats from various parts of WA as well. But yeah, we sort of serve food. We don't call ourselves fine dining, but we serve beautiful food that's approachable, that's, you know, it can be used in a celebrating meal or just a casual meal. But it's just it's a beautiful restaurant, a beautiful spot to sit and look at the coast.
It really is. You can look out at the ocean and imagine where some of your seafood might have come from. You did mention the coast and lots of the wonderful produce that you get to use here in WA. What do you love the most about this time of year in Western Australia, produce-wise?
It's a special time of the year in winter. I mean, everyone sort of thinks about the beach in summer, but as chefs, we get our hands on some really beautiful produce coming from all over the state. You know, the southern regions really shine this time of the year with lots of vegetables and meats, and obviously truffles are about to come into season next week. So there will be lots of those things happening. But I think, you know, it's a real change for people to stop thinking about sort of, you know, the long hot summer that we have and start to enjoy the colder weather, the food that goes with that, the comfort food. And I guess the food that's just a bit more soulful than you know, really light, fresh, sort of zingy food, which I guess West Australia is really known for.
Absolutely. I'm curious about the dish that's been created. Every restaurant sort of getting together and, you know, having a look at the produce that is exciting at this time of year and figuring out a dish to celebrate that produce. Can you talk to us about the dish that you're serving up for Plate Up WA this year across June? What's going on with it? Paint the picture of what this dish is.
we wanted to do something that was really warming. It's like a hug in a bowl.
A hug in a bowl.
Yeah. but I guess, you know, we still wanted to make it look beautiful and celebrate the beautiful produce that we have. So we've created a dish that is using potatoes from Pemberton. And we're cutting potatoes about the size of rice. So we dice it very, very, very small. And then we steam it for 1 minute, so they're kind of like semi-cooked, I guess. And then we cook that out into a risotto. So we use like shallots, garlic, mushroom stock, parmesan, exactly the same ingredients you'd use as rice in a risotto. And then we season that with stinging nettles, which are a weed that grows this time of the year. And they're the weed that, you know, most people know as kids of running through a patch of stinging nettles and coming out crying on the other side where they sting. And they're not very pleasant, but they're actually really tasty and full of lots of iron and minerals. So we grow them ourselves, actually, and harvest them, turn them into a puree, a green stinging nettle puree, and we fold that through the risotto at the end. So it's just this beautiful sort of green potato risotto that's seasoned with mushrooms. On top of that, we put La Galizia Stracciatella, which is essentially the inside of the burrata cheese, that's made here locally by some Italian guys in Perth. And then we're on top of that, we're putting some mushrooms through the wood fire. And the mushrooms are from the Mushroom Guys, and they operate out of Cardinia. An amazing little business that we, you know, get all of our mushrooms on right throughout the year. But there's about 7 different varieties that we use throughout the year, and there's about 4 in this dish. So garnished with some sautéed mushrooms and wattle seed, which is a native Australian little seed that sort of has a earthy sort of coffee flavour. And then on top of that, we put some crispy stinging nettle leeks all over it just to garnish it. So not your normal type of risotto, I guess, but it's going really well so far, and everyone that's eating it is just, you know, just celebrating those winter flavours and the beautiful produce that's coming from our state.
It sounds like a great celebration of some WA produce. But the first question that I do have, really, or the question that springs to mind is, how do you make the nettles not stinging? How can you eat the nettles and not be running around, you know, fanning your mouth?
We get that question a lot. So as soon as the nettles touch water or heat of any sort, they lose the sting, basically. So we blanch the stinging nettles first in some hot water, and then we'll cook that out with some garlic and shallots and a bit of parmesan and some butter, and then we blend it into a puree. So it's essentially cooked, so there's definitely no stinging on there. We just get this beautiful earthy flavour. But yeah, it's probably a question that most people ask.
That's it. I'm sure that they do. It's the first thing I would think would be the immediate concern for my tongue and its well-being. but I love to hear that it's being repurposed in a way that gets to be delicious. Now, you did say you wanted this to be a hug in a bowl. Was it the season, the time of year that inspired the creation of this dish? What were the touchstones when you were thinking about what this dish would be?
Yeah, I guess we're thinking about days like today where it's raining, it's overcast, it's stormy. People, you know, tend to eat with emotions a lot of the time. So, you know, I think when people come out these days, a lot of people have a preconceived idea about what style of food they want to eat. And if there's something on that menu that sort of ticks those boxes, whether that be, you know, some braised meat or a hearty pasta or a risotto or something like that, they'll generally go for it. But we took those flavours and just winterised them, I guess. You know, we sort of turned them into something that's, you know, it's soupy, it's warm, it's, you know, it's got some beautiful earthy flavours on there. But on the plate, it also looks visually appealing. So, it's a fun time of the year to create dishes because it turns on its head from our ethos of designing dishes in summer, I guess, where it's, you know, the brief is, it's built for comfort and it's built for total enjoyment.
When you read about the campaign, Planning Up WA is kind of sort of supported and shaped by the sector, trying to get people out in June when hospitality does see a little bit of a dip as people cozy up and do stay home. So this kind of dish definitely sounds like something that people might want to head out for. It's a little winter warmer in that way. But you're part of the reason that this is being shaped by the sector. You're a part of the restaurant sector. And for this year's Plate Up WA, you have taken on the chef liaison role. Why was that of interest? Why is that something that's exciting to you?
We've been a part of the campaign for a few years now, and a member with Fire West Eat Best for a number of years as well. And for me, it just makes sense. The whole Fire West Eat Best and the Plating Up WA, it really celebrates and exemplifies, you know, what we are as a state. we are so lucky as chefs and consumers to have just the array of just stunning world-class produce on our doorsteps. And, you know, I think we're, you know, over any other state in Australia, we have more of a diversity and more of a range of products coming through these days. And it's just it's a really nice campaign to showcase some of these ingredients, that might fly under the radar sometimes, that people don't know much about or, you know, haven't heard about before, or they might have heard about it, but it's a chance for them to try them. When I got asked to be the chef liaison for the program this year, I jumped at it. I guess I've been back in Perth for about 11 years now, and sort of been in the industry, you know, for 25 years, and know most of the chefs in Perth and know most of the producers and suppliers. And, you know, I think in Perth we regard ourselves as all friends. We're not sort of competing against each other. We're all trying to help each other out, and we're a nice little sort of family unit, I guess, within the industry. So it's really nice to chat to friends and to fellow chefs about the program, get them excited, talk about produce, and help mould, I guess, the campaign into, you know, what has become over the last few years. But the BioWest East Best team, you know, these guys are truly amazing. They have so much passion and dedication towards the industry, not being chefs themselves, but they really, really do push the boundaries of campaigns and opening up produce and the whole supply chain just opens up into this big sort of happy family. So it's a really beautiful campaign to be a part of.
Scott Bridger from Bibb and Tucker, the chef liaison as a part of Plating Up WA this year, talking to me a little bit about indulging in seasonal produce and why this campaign is so significant and so special to be a part of. You've got about a week left to try out all the dishes celebrating WA seasonal produce with BioWest Eat Best's Plating Up WA campaign, and you can find out a little bit more about all those dishes and the campaign itself by jumping on Plating Up WA.com.au.